it's not that much different. Just a little bit of terminology. Coach DeBoer, he coached on the Capers before, and they pretty much run the same offense or defense, I mean.
So it shouldn't surprise you to have your success in terms of – it shouldn't surprise you that you have had the success that you had ball hawking in the first couple of preseason games?
Right. It's designed for everyone to make plays. You just have to, you know, wait your time and don't force the defense, but when you get out there and get your chance, you got to make the play. All right. I hope so. You know, that's what I came here for. You know, it's all good competition, and I think, you know, when you have depth, it makes the, you know, team better. So.
They work with you guys free and strong now, more so. They work your left right all season, but is it more defined now?
Yeah, it is more free strong. Yeah. Okay. Especially with guys being down and, you know, just our safety situation. Yeah.
Are you working exclusively at strong men, or are you playing some free too?
Really, you can start off in one position. And then the offense may switch formations, and, you know, you would be the free safety and strong safety. So it all depends on what the offense is doing. Yeah.
How do you think this transition's gone since experience in the defense?
I think it's a great transition. You know, we have a lot of skilled guys over here. I would say more than we had in Pittsburgh, and that's why we're able to create some of the turnovers. And I think it's just going to be a good thing for us throughout the season.
I think it's a good match of guys who have history of creating turnovers and a defense that has a history of creating.
I think, you know, with these guys, group of guys they have here, like I said, with the kind of skill talent they have, they can just do more. You know, we got linebackers that can cover, that can run. So that allows them to even make more plays.
What's been the biggest problem so far that's cropped up maybe during games? Communication, assignments?
I would probably say it's not one thing out with another. It's actually a mixture of things. Sometimes it's the communication. Sometimes it's guys not having the right fit in the defense and just things like that. Little stuff that can be corrected.
What are your impressions of Don? I don't know how much they still remember him in Pittsburgh, but what are your impressions of him?
Don, he's a guru at 3-4 and all that chaos we got going on. So he's he's doing his job. He's displaying what he can do, and you know, I think Don's going to be that way forever. So.
Is the respect for him?
He's
done through the league.
You have to, because all of his defenses have been pretty much great defenses. So you have no choice but to respect it.
Basically, he's the only guy that kind of knows exactly what's going on out there, because you see the players even, they're just like, oh, okay,
right,
we'll just make it happen. So
right.
Is he able to transfer that? I mean, he said all camp block, it's a process. We're getting there. He's not the kind of guy that goes, oh, yeah, looks good.
It is because, you know, even on with Coach having so much experience, you know, the offense, they get paid too, so you got – some things he haven't seen that'll come up in the game or at practice, he'll be like, you know, oh, I didn't know that could happen in his defense. And, you know, he'll make that adjustment, and that's what's so great about him. He can adjust to anything.
And especially in game time, you seem to get the turnover. Why do you think things are going so well for you in this new defense?
Really just, you know, you can't force a defense. It's designed for everybody to make plays. When your opportunity comes, you got to capitalize on it. And last week I had dropped two, but I made up for it this week and caught one. You just got to make your plays when the time comes.
People are starting to realize that you're not here to be the backup safety. You're pushing to be the starter, and you're really improving that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to go anywhere, you know, see yourself as a backup. I just came out here, you know, they told me I can compete for the starting job, and, you know, that's what I'm, you know, here to do, display my skills, and I'm pretty much, you know, just putting it all out there.
What's your strength of your game? Why do you think you're playing so well?
Really just having a knack for being around the ball, you know. You just got to – it's a mindset. Just always get to the ball no matter what. And, you know, when you're always around the ball, sometimes it'll fall in your lap. Sometimes you got to go make a play. And, you know, when the opportunity comes, I just try to, you know, get in there and make a play.
How much of that is familiarity with the 3-4 defense and knowing how maybe opposing offenses will come against the 3-4?
Knowing the defense is good because you know where your help is, you know what the strengths are and the weaknesses are of the defense. But, you know, like I said before, you can't force the defense. It's designed for everybody to make plays. Just when your time comes, you got to capitalize on it.
When it's all said and done, do you think you have what it takes to be the starting safety for the Green Bay Packers?
I think I got a starting, a chance to be a starter anywhere. You know, great player, and I just come to work every day and just display my skills, and everything else is in the coach's hands. You know, so